here it's Wildcards, the show where democracy decides what we spend our time talking about. And it's a snowy Wildcards, a festive Wildcards, an icy Wildcards, a magical Wildcards. Unless you're not in the Merseyside region, or to be honest, as far away as Warrington, in which case that will not be relevant to you at all. But goodness, it's been very snowy today, hasn't it, Ryan? Have you been in charge of a live blog?
Do you know what? I haven't been in charge of the live blog. Do you know what? I've not even contributed to the live blog, but it was it has been very snowy. It was it impact of my journey into the Echo offices today.
Were you late?
Well, I was late, but it was because the train was delayed.
Okay, so not your fault.
On account of the ice.
Absolved of all responsibility.
Yeah, I'd like to think so. Okay.
But we'll get on to that. No spoilers here, but we'll be talking about snow later. So if you hate snow, then maybe stop listening around the 40-minute mark. We'll start with the Reds, and your options were Canate, Klopp's faith in youth, or Quiet January then, and that was a bit of a close one, but it was Klopp's faith in youth that won. And Ryan, I think this has potentially been inspired by a Dan Morgan article that was published last week on the Anfield Rap website, in which he talks about managing squads becoming more topical than ever, and kind of how we're having to adapt and change and innovate in order to survive, basically. So bigger squads, bigger squad use out of sheer necessity. I think what he talked about in the article was there being a number of reasons that we see Klopp turn into younger members of the squad, and the main one ultimately being necessity, that we could kind of try and talk about how he loves to give opportunities to young players and how it's brilliant and all of the other kind of financial positives of it, but ultimately it's necessity because of a really, really crowded fixtures list.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's something that Klopp's been has done throughout his time at Liverpool, where he tends to like to be resourceful in terms of Liverpool have never had an incredible squad depth really, but Klopp's always found ways to be quite clever and smart in how he utilises what he's got to him. So whether that's deploying players in different positions or bringing players through, because I think, like everyone at the start of the season, I was calling on Liverpool, it being an absolute necessity that Liverpool needs another left-sided centre-half. And obviously, I didn't really know anything about Kwanzaa. Klopp has brought Kwanzaa through, and he looks the part. He's bringing brilliance in basically every single game that he's played, and every challenge that we've asked of Kwanzaa this season, he's rose to it and performed. And I think we're seeing it again now with what he's doing with Bradley and recalling players back from loan. He seems Klopp doesn't really like to spend big in the transfer market, doesn't really like to go out in the transfer market and panic buy. Mm. And whenever we've done that, it's not really worked, even because it's not something that he's familiar or that good at. So he's better at being resourceful. And one of the ways that he is resourceful is utilising Liverpool's academy in an incredible way that he has done, because the number of young players that Klopp has now brought through to become first teamers has been brilliant, and it's a testament to his managerial ability that he's able to do that.